This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. Poem for My Love by June Jordan. How do we come to be here next to each other in the night? Where are the stars that show us to our love inevitable? Outside, the leaves flame usual in darkness and the rain falls cool and blessed on the holy flesh. The black men waiting on the corner for a womanly mirage. I am amazed by peace. It is the possibility of you asleep and breathing in the quiet air. June Jordan was born on July 9, 1936, to Granville Ivanhoe and Mildred Maud Fisher Jordan. Both of her parents were Jamaican immigrants. The family moved to Bedford-Stuyvesant, Brooklyn, when a young June Jordan was six, and the transition did not come without its challenges. Jordan's father was physically abusive, which pushed her deeper into her poetry and literature. In future writings, she would reflect on how the abuse from her father was her introduction to the literary arts. Jordan attended Millwood High School in Brooklyn, where she was the only black student among 3,000 students. She would transfer and graduate from Northfield School for Girls in 1953. In the fall of 1953, Jordan would enroll at Barnard College. However, 2 years into her collegiate career, she would meet Michael Meyer, a white graduate student who Jordan would marry. The newlyweds would move to Chicago, where Meyer was a graduate student in anthropology, and have a son named Christopher David Meyer. Unfortunately, the couple would divorce after 11 years, leaving Jordan to face the life of a single parent. Despite the challenges, she maintained a commitment to her writing. In the 1960s, Jordan dived into the civil rights movement and joined busloads of interracial Americans on the freedom rides. Jordan would also be a part of a production team for the 1963 documentary, The Cool World. The documentary explored how environmental changes could impact black families in her native New York. Jordan would go on to write her first book of poetry in 1969 entitled Look at Me. And the following year, she would serve as editor on a text filled with African-American poetry from children called Soul Script, a collection of African-American poetry. She also served as a committed environmentalist who wrote texts devoted to reflection and awareness of a movement for all ages. In 1967, June Jordan would become a professor at City College and Sarah Lawrence, both schools in her home state, New York. However, in 1989, Jordan would take her brilliance to the West Coast and become a professor in African American Studies at UC Berkeley. She also founded the Poetry for the People program. Throughout her life, Jordan authored 28 texts and won numerous awards. Sadly, on June 24, 2002, June Jordan's life of activism and light would end from breast cancer. Her 28th text, Some of Us Did Not Die, was published posthumously. Today, we celebrate the incredible life of the inspiring, the poetic, the beautiful June Jordan.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville, Arkansas. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can learn more about the series online at KUAF.com. Just search for Reflections in Black.